Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Zero Dark
Nerdy,
the world's most notorious and classiest pop culture podcast. This is your boy Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with
Jordan Brown, a.k.a. I am not classy. Doo-doo Brown 3879, find me. What's the other one? USDA, fresh prime meat.
Nicole, a.k.a. Il Mama.
She didn't mean that.
I did not.
And Dennis Radcliffe, a.k.a. D-Rad.
What's your gamer handle there, D-Money?
Oh, my gosh. So I just changed it again due to Call of Duty.
Wow.
It's DXRad right now because D-Rad was taken, and whoever that is, I will find you.
There you go.
But, yeah, that's what it's rolling as right now.
All right.
You got to find him and outplay him. Or her. It could be Danielle Radcliffe.
Gunfight for the gamer tag.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Nice. So we are going to be talking about this is going to be the 2020 game preview episode. So we're going to be talking about all games, all systems, VR, Xbox, PlayStation, CPU, all that fun stuff. So we'll go ahead and lightly start things off with the one and only Doo-Doo Brown.
All righty. Let me tell you what, 2020 is going to be a good year for taking my money with video games because first, and it's mostly just in one fucking month too. All of these games are within a month of each other.
Mm-hmm. We're talking February, March.
Or less. Like they are in a month, you know what I'm saying? But first and foremost, you got to say Final Fantasy VII Remake. Mm-hmm. It got pushed back, but only by a month.
Right. Yep.
So I'm not really too, you know, it's like the great Miyamoto says, the creator. a rushed game is a bad game forever, and a good game is, I don't fucking remember, but anyways.
Preach.
Yeah, Miyamoto said it really well, and they say it all the time on IGN.
Look it up.
I thought I could say it well, and I fucking failed.
Only on PS4 too, right?
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know what. Yes. Only on PS4.
It's a big year for PS4.
That was your...
Well, They're not coming to E3 again.
Really?
I don't think you're going to anymore, to be honest.
But why?
Well, I think Sony does their own like little summit now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did. They did that 2 years ago. They tried it, and then they just haven't been to a big press release in a long time. They just independently pushed their stuff, which I don't really like. I mean, I like knowing about all – like E3 is a huge deal to me. I would love to go to E3.
Absolutely.
Oh, I agree.
But and P.S., PlayStation is my favorite thing to look forward to. Well, and from software, but that's mostly with PlayStation also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really upsetting just, like, not seeing my favorite platform.
Represented at E3.
Yeah, and then as soon as PlayStation said they weren't going to be there, Xbox is like, oh, yeah, we'll be there, and we're coming out with so many games, and it's going to be the best E3 ever.
I might be an Xbox defender, so.
Well. You know. I mean, we all have something wrong with us. So.
You talked about it a little bit on the Call of Duty podcast, but Final Fantasy, that's kind of like your bread and butter, you were saying?
I love Final Fantasy a little bit to the point where, like, I mean, I wouldn't say I've spent most of my life playing Final Fantasy. Mm-hmm. I'd kind of say I've spent all of my life playing Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one of the ones, you know, like I love video games where you can just sit. We pretty much don't have to talk to a soul for as long as you're playing.
Very true.
I sit in my room, and I'm both an introvert and an extrovert. Like, I regain my energy whenever I talk to people, like, by bartending and, like, being social and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I also strongly recharge by, shutting myself in, wearing my robe, and covering myself in my Eagle's Throw blanket for, like, 10 hours at a time.
I mean, respect that.
You know, just sitting there vegging on like GoPuff, cheese doodles, Chipotle, some smoothies, some fucking ice cream. I'm hungry as fuck right now.
Yeah. I get mad sometimes when the Uber Eats guys ring the doorbell. I'm like, why is someone at my door right now?
And yeah.
I'm like, you're like, oh, wait, I just ordered
that. I ordered that. Probably. And then you gotta awkwardly walk to the door with your headset still on, still trying to talk to your teammates. Like,
what's up, dude? Just, do I need to sign?
Next 15 minutes, I'm going to be out. Yeah.
They're just like, dude, what are you doing? We're in a fight. Like, yeah, no, I got to get my cheese doodles, man. Another remake, Resident Evil 3 remake is coming out very soon. And it's soon. It's so soon. I feel like this news just broke, and now we're getting it in March, I think.
Last I saw, they moved it to April 3rd. So still right
there. April 3rd, yes. That's still fine.
I saw April 16th, so we'll call it April.
Yeah, let's
April.
Just say spring.
We'll Resident Evil 3 is in April. Final Fantasy is April 10th, apparently. Mm-hmm.
All platforms.
And there was another game that I'm the most excited about Resident Evil, especially after how Resident Evil 2 popped off. And that was my favorite game
of last year, of
2019.
Check out the episode 2019 recap.
I'm just telling you, I think that it's going to be another. I think it's going to be another knock out of the park, because the little bit of information I've seen about Nemesis and all the secondary characters you get to play as, it just looks fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
And my brother actually will like this. He won't. But I made him play Resident Evil 2 remake, and he's not a horror genre guy at all.
Neither am I.
And he texted me probably once a day for about 6 days, and he would just, I hate this game, I hate this game, fuck this game, why is Mr. X always following me? And like, Skyler, I got bad news. So there's a time in Resident Evil 2 where Mr. X follows you, and then there's a time where he's not. Like, there's just a section of the game where he's always trailing. Like, you can always hear his feet coming for you, right? Well, Nemesis, that's apparently the case the entire game. He can just randomly spawn at any given moment.
Damn it.
No, thank you.
The terror continues.
So you're just always, you always should have, well, I mean, you should always have your butthole clenched anyways, but even more tightly, not even a little.
This is where headsets become terrifying for
people. Dude, I'm sitting here trying to play Resident Evil 7, and that's, woof, that's first person.
Yeah.
Man, I can't play it. I cannot play it, because I don't want to be, you know, chainsawed in half starting from my ball sack to my neck, and it like show the whole thing, and I'm just sitting there trying to close my eyes, and it's like,
mm-mm. What number are they on now?
Is it
seven?
Seven's the last place they left.
Okay,
but there's okay. So a couple of that. My number one game that I could give a fuck about this year coming out is Watch Dogs Legion. I've never ever given a shit about any of these games. Like, I bought the first one because it was supposed to be the next level. You know, Grand Theft Auto, you can control everything kind of.
It's a cool concept when you think about it.
It is. And this new one apparently is even take it to the next level, where you can essentially become any NPC in the map.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Any single character you find walking across the street, you can essentially
play. So are they all like robots, or is it just the way it is?
No, no, no. It's actually.
Sounds like identity
theft. It's people, yes. I mean, yeah, kind of, yes.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. Millions of families suffer every year.
Okay, so you can recruit them.
Shout out office.
To play, yes, big time. You can recruit them to play, or to be your watchdog, I guess. And you can play as them and carry their traits. Like the trailer showcases, and you picking up an old woman and her, like, using her. Sorry. I keep putting my arms in your face.
She brought a helmet this week.
That was actually my helmet. But yeah. So open world for me is not good anymore. Because I'm the guy that tries to do everything in it, and I just get lost. Like, by the time the final boss happens, I just like pat him once on the cheek, and he's like, oof, died. And you're like, I found all 400 pine cones. that's why.
What game is that?
My brother just sent me that. That was a stolen video. That was a stolen joke. I don't take credit for that one.
No, because I played the first Watch Dogs. It was free on the Xbox.
Right.
Free to play gold or whatever.
I wouldn't know that.
Go Xbox. Anyway, it was like one of the free downloads for, you know, the gold membership. And I downloaded it. I'm like, everyone was talking about it. And I like played it for like 10 minutes. And I was like, this is like cool, but I don't know what it was. It just wasn't like.
It wasn't. It was just like it was like, like you said, it was a good idea, but it just wasn't
executed well.
Yeah, I guess.
And I think the hype for it too was so high. That nothing's better like when you like the hype's like not really around a game and everyone starts playing like this game's awesome, but when hype Fallout 76 is a great example of that where the hype is just like
through the roof and it was garbage. It was worse than garbage.
Yeah, it was. I mean, they rushed it. It was too early, but
it's like Miyamoto once said.
is that your best, Jordan?
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, so I also did, and I'm going to say did because I'm going to act like I researched at all for this.
The world already knows you have not, so it's okay.
So what I did was I looked at games that I want to see.
Okay.
And my number one game that I would love to see in 2020, and it's not going to come out in 2020, it might come out in 2021, is a follow-up to The God of War that came out 2 years ago?
Yes.
1 year? 1.5 years ago?
Dude, I think it was 2 years ago.
I think it was 2017.
Yeah.
Man, they even at the end of that game, they put a little teaser for the next one where Thor shows up a year after.
Well, the other thing about it was Atreus, what is his name? Kratos' son?
Son.
He's Loki.
Right.
That was that right there was mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. And then
was even saved for like after the final fight. So it was like that was just like a little sprinkle of cherry sauce on top of the thing.
2018, excuse me.
2018.
Yeah, that one was
good. God, throw that goddamn thing down. Yeah, fuck this table.
I was trying to prove a point by 2018.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, what you got going on in the game universe? I like your Simpsons shirt, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I hate it. Take it off.
So I'm offering a little bit of the VR perspective. We got an Oculus Quest recently. Okay. So this is all brand new to me. I know the Oculus Quest came out in 2019, March, I think, around that time frame. So first I want to talk about the games that I think are hot right now, and then I'll talk about 2020. So my three favorite games are the Pistol Whip, which is...
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
It sounds more aggressive than it is.
Hey, Farva, what's that place you like? You know, with shit on the walls?
Oh, you mean shenanigans?
So it gives you like the God mode action video type perspective, like the John Wick and the Equilibrium. So it's all set to like drum and bass or any type of music that you want. Well, they have like a selection of it. But basically the goal is to shoot the opponent at the beat. And then as you do that, you maximize your points.
Okay.
So basically they pop up and you shoot them as the... So basically, like, if you watch some of the YouTube videos, they'll have, like, their little avatar there dancing around while they're shooting. It's actually pretty awesome.
Okay.
So you have, your different level of play there, but...
Pistol Whip.
Pistol Whip.
Great name.
It was developed by Cloudhead Games. I don't know if that means anything to you, but awesome. They were, like, they were in the top 50 best games in 2019.
Oh.
I know you mentioned drum and bass. Is there like what other like genres are there for?
No, that's it.
So it's kind of
like techno house music type stuff, but they're pretty inviting.
I'm in.
Yeah, well, it gets better. So my second, one of my other favorite games is Beat Saber.
I've heard about this,
which
game.
Is fucking phenomenal.
Yep.
Like I am obsessed, and we actually jailbroke it to where we could add our own music to it.
Really?
What?
Yeah. So you can do like sideloading game or sideloading music that'll come with like all of the it's pretty awesome. Y'all should
need
come over and
download some diarrhea.
We have a mirror. That's that game with the commercial, right? The guy walks in and he's like, "Hey, I'm reality." And
yes.
He's like, okay.
Yeah. So that game is highly addictive, so beware. It won a shit ton of awards in 2018 when it first came out for PlayStation, I think. But oh, it's so much fun to play, and you'll get yourself a nice little workout too if you're one of those people that feel guilty and they need to do something.
There you go. I got my minutes in.
I got it.
Get you ready for a rave.
That shit gets you fucking sweaty too, boy.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And like depending on what mode you played on, so you could play easy, normal, hard,
right,
all the way up to expert plus plus, which is fucking stupid.
It's like playing Guitar Hero on Expert.
It's kind of like a Guitar Hero type game, but with sabers.
Yeah, I play.
So it's really unoriginal, but on Expert. Really fun.
Just thought I should flex on
you. Well, you should try doing Beat Saber.
Yeah, we need to do a Beat Saber episode.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we got to do that.
I think we should fans. Record
I think
it
the
too.
Fans. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Video wise.
We can mirror it to the TV so you can see what I see in the VR system while I'm
like,
doing
let's
it.
Make this happen. Yep, so yep. You already played it, so you have the edge, so it's yep. Got to be between me, Jordan, and Dennis then.
Okay, fine.
It's but, I mean, you're still playing.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be like directing a plane.
I thought it was really cool when you referenced Equilibrium. Yeah. I just wanted everyone to know that.
Well, thank you.
He's like a proud papa right now.
And then another really good one is called Superhot. So Superhot is a really interesting type game. So basically, like, as you're moving, that's when the space around you moves. So the faster you move, the faster everybody else moves. The slower you move, the slower everything else moves. So basically, okay. You have a chance to, like, grab a gun slowly before someone's about to shoot you. And you can actually block with your gun, too. It's completely interactive, and it's an awesome game, too.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that concept.
So that one, I think, won. No, that one may not have won any awards, but it grossed like $2 million in the final weeks of 2019. And then Boneworks was one really cool one. It's one of those first-person shooter games where they introduced the kickflip. Not kickflip. Let me see.
Like Fruit Ninja?
The kickflip reload. Yeah, the kickflip reload.
The kickflip reload.
Yes, you can actually, like, throw your gun up or throw your ammo in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, like throw your ammo up and...
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
Some old...
A lot of shooting games in the VR world.
It is, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. And then...
What?
Yes. You really have to practice. It's one of those things you have to practice doing. And then Arizona Sunrise, I played Sunrise, Sunshine, I can't remember which one it is, but it's a zombie game, which when I first started playing that made me completely nauseous, which you are warned about in the VR world, but because you have your whole 360 view, but you can only use the joystick, so you're standing there, I recommend sitting, but you're standing there, and you're moving, but you're not moving, but in your mind, yeah. You see everything moving, so that one's kind of crazy. So 2020, there's really only two games that I'm looking forward to, because I'm not one of those combative people. I don't like the military games. I don't like the shooter games. I'm not really into that.
So you don't like us.
I love you guys. I love you guys. But the two that I'm looking forward to is Half-Life Alyx. One is. About a skilled hacker and future sidekick to series protagonist Gordon Freeman, who, alongside her father, is about to kickstart a human revolution against an oppressive alien force.
Okay.
So that, to me, would be kind of, I'm curious about.
Have you played the other Half-Life games?
Mm-mm. I have not.
Yeah, that's going to be an add-on from the previous Half-Life, if I'm
that's
not
what
mistaken.
That's what I was yeah. told to, but I watched the videos and I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah,
it looks pretty cool.
It makes me want to play the first, but this one looks really awesome. Just a few others that are coming out: Medal of Honor, Above and Beyond.
Yeah, go. Yeah,
that
they're
one's
trying to
out
trying to re
in the VR
breathe life back into Medal of Honor series, which I loved as a kid. PlayStation 1.
That was like pre Call of Duty, right?
Yes,
wasn't it? Kind
yeah.
Of?
I think I'm pretty sure it was pre-Call of Duty, but it definitely did not outlast Call of Duty.
No, I'm saying, but
it was complete. They didn't even have an online game.
No,
was it?
I don't.
It wasn't
I don't
an
think
online
they
experience.
I honestly didn't even play Medal of Honor. I was always Call of Duty. I
really always Call of Duty. You didn't play SOCOM or anything like that.
Well, it's Splinter Cell, but it's about.
Oh yeah, you Xbox piece of shit.
Hey, back off.
Well, this one's supposed to be the There's an Office of Secret Intelligence working alongside French Resistance to disrupt Nazi operations across Europe during World War II. This is the version that they're coming out with in the VR. Yeah.
I don't think Medal of Honor has ever gone past the World Wars. I think it's always been World War One or World War II, just kind of back and forth.
Yeah, Medal of Honor for Space Force. Yeah.
From World War II to Space Force.
Yep.
So also Phantom Covert Ops is coming out in 2020 to the VR headset. I don't know much about that. The Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners is coming out January 23rd, coming soon.
I actually like those Telltale games. You know, I used to not like the whole kind of like pick your own adventure kind of thing, which is that's what the Telltale games are. Mm-hmm. But I think Walking Dead has actually done a pretty good job with that franchise.
Well, I think in the VR gaming.
So this is VR.
This is all VR. So I'm only talking VR.
That'd be interesting to see.
I think this would be interesting. So when you're playing like on an Xbox or a PlayStation, you have one experience. But when you're playing in VR, it's a completely different experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're seeing everything. You're feeling. You're not feeling, but you probably feel like you should feel. You know what's going on around you, and that can be pretty intense.
If you can like pick different players. Like if you could, you know, like play as Rick or something to know what it's like to be a complete bitch.
I feel like Rick's the only character.
How do you feel about Rick, Jordan? Like,
we all know how much he watches the show from our very first episode.
Oh, that was brutal.
Fuck Rick. Fuck Carol.
Oh, who said that?
Him.
Fuck Carol?
What did I say?
I don't remember
saying
that.
That's another subject. The 2020 TV preview is coming up.
Oh, my God. So the other game that I'm looking forward to is Lone Echo 2. No, I have not played Lone Echo 1, but I'm actually curious to see like what type of universe they create in this game, because it's supposed to be on like Saturn, so you get to explore like space.
That's fat.
What?
That's fat.
So that's all I have for VR.
So VR is hilarious.
Is it?
And awesome to me. They make, you know, the people that make some games. I played a game with my friend Derek Yawn. You know Derek.
D-Money.
Shout out to Derek. He had this fucking game that filled me with absolute dread. And it made my palms sweaty. It made my armpits sweaty. And all it is a game.
The game should
that's
use
a good
this
one.
As the
that's
quotes.
A good one.
Damn.
Makes your arms sweaty and your armpits sweaty.
It's a video game where, okay, so I have the VR headset on.
We got
and
that.
And Derek, okay.
Visualize
you
this.
You fucking cocksucker, listen. So Derek doesn't have a VR headset on, but it's two player.
Okay.
And Derek is looking at the screen that he's a little robot going around to – it's pretty much you're running a restaurant.
Oh,
I've seen that.
Okay.
I've played it on PlayStation.
And in my eyes, I'm a cook that's making burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And each burger has like a – it's like a number one, number two, number three. And like a number three is bun, burger, ketchup, mayonnaise, lettuce, bun.
Yeah, it's like a job simulator or something like that.
And then number two is like bun, burger, mayonnaise, lettuce, ketchup, bun. It's just minor differences.
Right.
And it's called job
this
simulator.
Is Weeds the video.
Dude,
game.
And I'm telling you what. Yes, that's the motherfucker right there.
I've played it, too. It's the job simulator.
Oh, my God. And literally, like, people kept coming in, and I was like, oh, this is fucking easy. He's like, all right, well, let's put it on hard since, you know, you're such a hard ass. I was like, well, I mean, you said it. And then people kept coming in, and I was, like, getting behind on burgers. And I was like, fuck, these people are going to be mad at me. I was like,
I'm getting
that is the bartender server life, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, literally. And I'm just like, I know they're, like, fucking fake robots, but they even have, like, little angry faces on.
The eyebrows are down.
Like the Wii characters.
It's like, man, I'm going as fast as I can, buddy. You see some people get up and walk away. You're like, fuck, I got to throw that burger out.
you find yourself glancing with your eyes. You know, it's a headset that you probably have to look, but you're
probably giving them little glances. See them looking at me like,
and I'm going to tell you right now, anyone that has ever bartended or served tables, no matter how long you did it, you could have done it for 1 year, 10 years, 15 years, you will still have nightmares about being in the weeds.
Dude,
happens all the time. Listen, so this game to me is a living nightmare.
It's a living nightmare.
Oh, no. People actually come home to play this game.
Oh, God, no.
Someone
they must have never bartended.
I need to get better. Someone,
I'll practice.
I will not be in the weeds.
Got to get the high score. So, yeah, it amazes me getting paid to make this game.
Golly.
Where it's literally, they're just like, listen up. What if we made a game about being at work? That'll fucking show these dumbasses. Yeah, I bet we can get them to pay for it too. Stupid fucks. And here we are talking about it on our podcast.
Yes, we are.
There it is. Before we get to Dennis, we're going to take a quick little commercial break for our buddy Andrew Newman, attorney at law, the best criminal, civil, and traffic court attorney in all of North Carolina. So be sure to check him out for all those needs. And we'll be right back.
We'd like to take the time to thank one of our sponsors, Andrew Newman, attorney at law. Located here in Greensboro, North Carolina, he can assist you with your criminal as well as traffic violations. And his practice includes Guilford, Forsyth, as well as all surrounding counties. To set up a free consultation, you can contact him at 336-663-2388. And you can also visit him on his website, attorneynewman.com.
Yo, what's good, people? This is Trackstyle, the DJ of Run the Jewels, and you're listening to the homies over at Zero Dark Nerdy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome
Zero
back.
Dark Nerdy.
Dennis, we're continuing our 2020 video game preview. Dennis Radcliffe, what do you got for us?
So I guess I'll just start with my most anticipated game. It's an Xbox exclusive.
Dead in my eyes.
Yep.
Probably on PC on well for Microsoft, but Halo Infinite coming out later this year. Watch the gameplay, or not gameplay trailer, but the just trailer they have out right now. I believe they dropped it at E3 this past year. You just have a guy that's in shambles on a ship looking around. You can clearly tell he's just like looking for, you know,
shambles.
Yeah, just like a way to, you know, like I'm out and floating in space. I got to figure something out.
Right.
And then it cuts to the Master Chief just like limp floating in space. And then he's like, oh crap, I gotta get him inside. Does like this electric shock to him. Master Chief comes online, and you're like, all right, here we go. He's back in action.
Last game did not have
Master that Chief. Was Halo 5, I believe it did. You're thinking of ODST, maybe?
I have no idea. I don't play those games.
Must be a Sony thing. Anyway.
It's like a whole West Side Story thing going on
here. So, yeah, the notes I have for Halo Infinite is enough said. So, all the Microsoft Xbox players.
Big oof.
The other one.
It's like, like Xbox's one Call to Fame, right?
Yeah, anyway, moving on.
Shots fired at the intersection of Davie Street.
Beef taco.
I got you. What?
The other one I was looking at was I know Dragon Ball Z has a pretty big fan base.
Yes,
They're coming out with a full-fledged RPG, it's out now.
It's out right now.
It's out right now. Full-fledged RPG. They got NPCs, side quests. Sorry about that. If you're a Dragon Ball Z fan, please do not give me a hard time. But I believe it's pronounced Kakarot, which is Goku's Super Saiyan name. If I'm not,
That's just his Saiyan name. Regular Saiyan name.
Saiyan name.
Saying.
If you can't tell, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan.
It's like you said, it's out right now. I watched a little bit of footage of
now. What platforms is it out on?
All platforms.
Okay,
I believe. Yeah, because the guy I watch who plays it plays on PS4 or plays on a PC, and that's Darkness 429. I watched Darkness 429 play it for about an hour. Looked pretty fucking good. It looked kind of like a lot of button mashing. To me, you know, you remember Dynasty Warriors?
Yes.
It kind of reminded me of the cel shading from Dynasty Warriors, but then obviously with the whole DBZ, and it's kind of like pretty much just a DBZ RPG. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's like, because it's, I mean, the other Dragon Ball Z games have always been kind of like Street Fighter-esque.
Right.
You know, so I bet a lot of people are excited to know that they have another RPG coming in. And the other one I wanted to mention, because it's been, you know, pushed back. It was originally going to come out this year in April, And then they got pushed back again to September now, which is Cyberpunk 2077.
Biggest game of the year, essentially.
Same people that made The Witcher 3, same creators, which is CD Projekt. And they put a quote out on IGN saying it's going to be bigger and far more ambitious than The Witcher, which is crazy to me because The Witcher was such an unbelievable game.
You could spend 1,000 hours in that game.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's got a freaking Netflix series after it. Yeah. So I mean,
which is awesome. I mean, I don't know if y'all watched it.
I have not yet.
It is. It's
I awesome. Have. It's and I need to watch it again because I still do not know the timeline that happened on that.
But yeah,
thank you. That was like one of my around. First questions.
Yes, Jesus yes. Christ, they did.
Yes, we'll get into that yeah. at the later show. But drop it on all platforms and including, I don't know if you guys know anything about this, was it dropped in November, was Google's cloud gaming service called
Stadia.
Stadia. I like briefly heard about it and then I thought it was dropping this year and I kind of lost track of it and didn't realize it dropped last year. So basically, to my understanding, I don't know if you know more, but to my understanding, it's basically you – to stream every single game that you basically buy or whatever. It can stream in 4K. There's no like downloads or anything. Okay. It's all literally exactly what it sounds like. It's just streaming. The controller almost looks like a hybrid, like more like a PlayStation controller, but it's like a hybrid Xbox PlayStation controller.
Okay. Yeah. It is.
So that was a few of the games that I was looking at. And the one that I'm kind of on the rocks about, Brian, we talked a little bit about this, but the Marvel Avengers yeah. game. That has me a little, I don't know.
Tell me why.
Because the Marvel movies are so hyped and they have their name and they're so good that they're falling behind this. And I just don't believe that it's going to run the same course or what am I trying to say? It's going to be the same hype and same excitement playing the video games as opposed to being like, oh my gosh, you know.
Right.
Iron Man 4 is coming out next year. Like right. It's going to be awesome as opposed to just everything right there. And I don't believe it's the same actors as the voiceovers.
It's not.
No, so they all look completely different and obviously to save money because they don't want to pay the actors.
Well,
so.
That and it's fine. Like, I mean, no one gets pissed off when it's not them in a comic book. Like, mm-hmm. It's not, you know, right. Not Robert Downey Jr. in a comic book.
Right.
No one gets pissed off at that. So I don't see – a lot of people feel
feels. Like it
– I mess up one time with one little S.
I get called
and
out
you
all the
and
time.
You fuck up names that people actually have.
Joaquin?
It has them in his feels.
It.
Sorry.
I thought she pooed it.
I did not.
Okay.
Women don't fart in front of us.
We that's don't true. Fart ever. So.
I knew it. That's a whole other podcast.
Quick, so, quick side story. My mom told me until I was like really young that girls poop flowers. And when I
that's
found
accurate.
Out when girls didn't poop flowers, it was like when I found out that Santa Claus wasn't real.
It's
a very traumatic experience in my life.
Gosh, I cry every time I hear something like that.
End side story.
I feel for you, bro. I feel for
he
you, bro.
He feels for you.
I thought people had sex by putting their belly buttons together.
Which is not necessarily untrue.
True.
Depends
that's
on
a very good way. Belly. That's a very good point. Faith.
Belly buttons do end up touching.
Hey, belly buttons touch, baby. Who's trying to touch belly buttons?
Are we talking about video games?
Let's do it. Let's do it. So anyway, yeah, a lot of people feel like it was like it's a lazy move by them, and that it's like it's kind of just rushed and like they don't. Put their time into making these guys, but I think they're making the models different so that it's not. This isn't the MCU,
right?
We're watching,
right?
It's different. It's the Marvel Avengers, but it's not the MCU. It's not going to be fucking Josh Brolin popping out of nowhere, snapping his fingers like what's up? I could either be. You know,
I think that's going
to
be the correlation, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, and I get that, and I wish people would kick that from their brains because let me just go ahead and get this out there. I don't think it's going to be a good game at all.
No.
But
we could be wrong.
I've been wrong before, and by God, I'll be wrong again. I am man.
I hope I'm wrong. Like, I hope it is a great game.
Me too. The shitty thing is that with Marvel attached to it, I'm gonna probably buy it and play it and
at least try it out.
You know, yeah. Like it, at the worst, I mean, shit. I've bought like I bought 3 games in November that I haven't beaten yet.
There you go.
And I bought them knowing, like, oh, man, I'm probably not really going to play these games. Like, what is wrong with me, you know?
That's how I am right now with my Switch. It's mm-hmm. been bad.
I'm sorry, I'm with shoes.
Oh my gosh.
Dennis, don't even think you have on the list.
And the other game that just kind of stuck out, of course, was The Last of Us Part 2, even though it's a Sony shout-out. But anyway, it's coming out May 29th, only on PS4.
As he's wiping the tears off his eyes.
Must be hard for you.
No, but it's that. I mean, I played that first one. For full disclosure, I do own a PS4. But I played the first one, loved it.
Sips whiskey.
Naughty Dog did a great job with this with the first one. I believe this next one you're playing as Ellie, mm-hmm. or instead of what's Joel? Is that the other guy's name? Joel.
Yep. I was gonna say Nathan Drake, and I knew that one. Right.
I mean, but they look kind of similar though.
And so I'm kind of excited about this one because of the hype that, you know, The Last of Us was. When you first look at it, you're like, oh, this is just like a Walking Dead sort of spinoff. You're like, you know, I don't know how I feel about this. And then you play this like storyline between this, you know, this guy and this little girl that just kind of team up together to form, you know, at first they kind of hate each other and he was like all business and form a relationship from it. Now you got a second one coming along that I think, you know, it's probably going to be just as good for how long they took to get this out. I don't know the original release date of The Last of Us. I believe it was on PS3 when that was still out. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good one and probably, you know, one of the, you know, the best PlayStation 4, 5, 6, whatever games as well.
I think this game is going to be the biggest of the year.
Hold on. Before we get to that. Are you talking about Last of Us?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were like picking out another game.
Let me tell you though. Like what you said about one, when you didn't really know what you were getting into, when you played the game, you were just like, oh, you know, I'm going to kill some fucking zombies, or whatever, walkers, or whatever you want to fucking call them. And then, oh my God, the storyline, the heart wrenches, the fucking.
Yes.
The almost happy ending?
Yeah.
It played like a tremendous movie.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It wasn't this really zombie game. It was just a really well-written
I'm really scared game. They're going to make a movie out of it, and I don't want them to do that.
No, they shouldn't have to because the game, technically to me, that's you're playing a movie.
Yeah, but you got to think about people who don't play video games that want to see that.
And they will.
Like Resident Evil became a movie too.
And there's like 8,000 of them. Yeah.
I wouldn't see why not.
Damn it, Mila.
But wouldn't that be a good idea? You know, another zombie movie? That's original idea.
What are those?
As long as they don't call them zombies. Yeah. As long as they go out of their way to not call them zombies.
Every single one of them are called a clicker. That's what they have to be called.
That's it.
Every single one. They still scare me.
I'm definitely glad you said Last of Us 2. That's definitely at the top of my list. That's one of my daughters and I's favorite video games. You know, just like we just talked about. To me, it's a movie that is a game. It's beautifully shot, beautifully written. I went into it the same expectations. I'm like, all right, this should be like a pretty cool zombie-ish game, but it's so much more than that. Cyberpunk, definitely looking forward to that. You know, it was cool for Keanu to come out at E3 last year to help promote the game.
You're breathtaking.
And we'll see. I mean, to me, that's kind of like the make or break game of the year. I think Last of Us 2 is definitely going to exceed expectations. And I think Naughty Dog was taking their time on making sure that they had a perfect game coming out. Resident Evil 3, already talked about. Final Fantasy 7. One game I'm looking forward to, just because I've been a fan since the beginning. I am a little bit older than the rest of y'all. So, I mean, I played like the original Doom. I'm not that old. I ain't 40 yet. So I'm looking forward to Doom Eternal.
Yes.
The commercials look fantastic. And that one is coming out on March 20th. And this one does not have an official date yet, but Dying Light Part 2, speaking of zombie stuff, should be coming out this year.
That was a very, very interesting game. So that was another one of those games where it was free to play.
Mm-hmm.
One of my buddies got it. And this is the first Dying Light, of course. And we're sitting there and he's like, hey, it's like a zombie apocalypse, very parkour-esque.
Yep.
And
parkour.
It's like a zombie survival, and you're like, okay, well, I'm already scared of, you know, the lights off to begin with. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Right.
And then you're playing, and you're like, oh, this is like kind of insane. And by the way, if you have motion sickness, do not play this game because, like I said, that parkour aspect, you are jumping and flipping and flying like across the crazy. And then I'm playing this game, like, it's fun. You have to work together with your team. You can join servers with your buddies and, you know, kind of figure stuff out, do survival, do missions, etc. But when it turns nighttime in this game,
it's terrifying.
It might be the scariest thing. Like, if this game in VR would probably, I would
shit yourself.
Yes, yes.
Throw a headset. Sounds and like shit fun. Yourself.
To be sitting there in a corner, all of a sudden you're like, oh,
"Where
wow,
do I sign up?"
There's a light over there. There's a light over there. And all of a sudden you hear like in the background, just like.
You'll just have to have an Asian style toilet right underneath you.
Yeah, literally. It is definitely scary, but I think, you know, it was a good game, and I think the second one.
I'm interested to see definitely what they're going to do with the second one.
Yeah, but no, it scared the shit out of me right here.
So before we wrap up, what do you guys think, A, is going to be the best game of the year? So one choice for that, and then what do you think is going to be like the highest grossing game of the year? And on top of that, too, are they making any other changes to Apex Legends this year?
Well, I mean, season 4 will come out later on this year in a couple of fucking weeks, I guess.
I've been slacking on the Apex.
Dudes, I mean, me too. Right now they have an event going on called the Grand Soiree. Okay. And it's, they released a bunch of like, limited game modes. And, like one's like an actual third person mode. One's, two teams of two duos. One where the ring is always closing, one where you like if as long as there's one teammate still alive of your squad, by the time the ring closes at each round, the other two redeploy.
Really?
So it's called Live Die Live.
Oh wow!
So that's kind of fun and not really at the same time because I'm still just fucking playing Modern Warfare.
Yep.
And
that game won a ton of awards at the Video Game Awards, if I'm not mistaken.
Apex or Modern Warfare?
Apex did.
It's great. I mean, it's a great game. It's very well put together. And I know I keep saying it, but it's in the Titanfall universe. And Titanfall 2 is free to play right now on PlayStation 4. And which also, hold on, sidebar.
Uh-oh.
So my roommate, I come home the other day. My roommate is sitting there playing. Oh, fuck. What is he playing? He is playing through. Oh, he's the new Star Wars game.
Okay.
And he took
Fallen Order.
Yes. And I was literally making dinner while he was finishing the game, like the complete game, the battle with Darth Vader that looked so fucking beautiful and everything. He turned the game off and he was like, have you checked out like what's free on PlayStation this month? And I said, no. Cause, I downloaded Titanfall, but he said, yeah, there's this game called a Goat Simulator.
Yep, yep. No, I know where this is going. I've played this.
And I said, what simulator? He said, have a seat here, little buddy. And I sat down, and I had to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I was like 30 to 45 minutes late because I was playing Goat Simulator. Do you want to tell me? Do you want me to tell you what Goat Simulator is all about?
I think the world wants to know.
So Goat Simulator is where you play as a goat.
Yep.
Period.
So and just like moving on.
It's like you're in a sandbox kind of map. Mm. You're a fucking goat. You can jump. You can lick.
Headbutt.
And headbutt.
That's
okay. And you
sprint.
Can
sprint.
And you can sprint and ragdoll.
And of course, make sure that you follow us and like us and subscribe on all social media formats. And of course, on our podcast networks, we're on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, all that fun stuff. Only takes a minute of your time to go on there, like, comment, subscribe. See you next week.
Bye.
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.